This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, the unique neo-psych and alternative pop stylings of Canadian duo Ghost Woman, and a few sonic coincidences from the world of alt-rock, great tracks which sound rather a lot like each other. Welcome to episode 225 of A Sonic Youth. Opening up the show was a favourite track from Ghost Woman. It was Do You from their 2022 self-titled record. It's a track with equal doses of sonic influence from two forerunners of the neo-psych genre, at least in my books. There is Psychic Ill-styled guitar sound, and the clean strumming with the reverb-drenched lead at the front of the mix. Then the iconic jingle jangle of the Brian Jonestown Massacre. More about this great band, one I've been really late to the party on, soon. But here's another taster. From that same 2022 record, this is the more pop-forward track, Along.
Thank you.
You're listening to episode 225 of A Sonic Youth, and that was Ghost Woman with Along. Ghost Woman was formed by guitarist Evan Yushchenko of Alberta, Canada, towards the end of the 2010s. Yushchenko had been a guitar-wielding gun for hire for years, touring in King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, among other groups. He found himself with an increasing desire to begin his own project, and formed Ghost Woman, which is currently a duo, Yushchenko being joined by Belgian-born drummer Ilay Van Dessel. Yushchenko took strong influence from the neo-psych world he had been playing in, especially bands like the Brian Jonestown Massacre, the Black Angels, and Tim Presley's project White Fence, the latter certainly showing a strong sonic influence. The ever-present influence of the Velvet Underground shines through too. The debut Ghost Woman album, self-titled and self-released in 2022, was recorded in an abandoned farmhouse in Alberta, being cut on custom-made cassettes, and it's an excellent album. It was followed a year later by Any If, which is where you'll find our next song. Then, in the same year, came Hindsight is 50-50, followed by the grungier Welcome to the Civilized World last year. The band's most popular song, by some distance, is The End of a Gun. I think it's because, A, it's one of their greatest songs, but I think it was also featured on the TV show Outer Banks at some point, and got picked up by the algorithm. The track reminds me of Alalas, certainly poppier than a lot of their other work. Pay attention to the jangly guitar hook. Here's The End of a Gun. That was Ghost Woman with The End of a Gun. That brings me on to the second part of the show, indie rock sonic coincidences. I'm not trying to say anything in particular with these examples. These are just tracks I enjoy, which have tracks which sound rather similar, which means I dig them too. The first example is another great neo-psych track that is a strong sonic brotherhood to that previous Ghost Woman song. I'm not the only one to hear this. Someone on Reddit posted this song, and asked a bunch of other unhelpful users to help them figure out the song they were being reminded of. I think I've cracked it. The sonic coincidence comes in the track Sir Isaac Newcomb from Holy Wave. This is one of my favourite Neo-Psych tracks. I played it during our 4-episode Neo-Psych November series, and it's been on frequent rotation since. The guitar riffing, the hook of both songs, is remarkably similar. Here's the track which came first, Sir Isaac Newcomb.
Thank you.
I'm Oliver Gray, this is A Sonic Youth, and that was Sir Isaac Newcomb by Holy Wave. Our next Sonic coincidence begins with a great track from the Dandy Warhols. The Dandy's alt-rock mega-hit, Bohemian Like You, has had its fair share of comparisons to the Rolling Stones' Brown Sugar, though I don't think they're really guilty of anything. The Sonic coincidence for this show, though, comes from the track Love Song, found on the Dandy's 2008 record, Earth to the Dandy Warhols. It's a great song featuring Mark Knopfler and the Heartbreakers' Mike Campbell. The hook of this song is in this bluegrassy guitar and banjo picking in the back of the mix with this repetitive guitar hook on top. See if you can pick who else this sounds like. That was the Dandy Warhols with Love Song, a song that when I first heard it sounded uncannily like one of my absolute favourite indie rockers, Kurt Vile. More specifically, the track Earbud from Vile's legendary 2013 record Waking on a Pretty Days. The guitar hook is so similar, with that same upscaling at the end of the riff. So here's the comparison. Seeing us off, this is Kurt Vile and Earbud. Yeah. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.